God's protection is over your home. May He watch over you. May He continue to protect you. May the Lord keep you and sustain you always. May you experience Jehovah Jireh as a provider. Each and every door, every window is guarded by angels from the Lord in Jesus' name. Psalms 34 verse 7 says, "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him, and He delivers them." I pray that this will be true for your home. May the angel of the Lord be encamped around the place that you abide. May you and your family be protected by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Every entry point and gateway into your home, may it be fortified, secured, strengthened, and covered by the protective blood of Jesus Christ. I speak a blessing of protection over your home. May it be so filled with the presence of the Lord that all forces of evil will find it to be impenetrable. I speak a blessing of provision over your household. May you lack for nothing. I pray that He will supply every need of yours according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I speak a blessing of peace in your home. May you experience unexplainable peace. May you find your home to be a place of rest, a place of comfort, a place that you can be refreshed, all because a blessing of peace is at your door. I speak a blessing of joy over your household. May you be of good cheer each and every day. May you be of good cheer always. May you be of good cheer because Jesus Christ has overcome the world. I speak a blessing of restoration over your home. If the enemy has stolen anything from you, may you be restored sevenfold in Jesus' name. May the Lord restore to you the years that the swarming locusts have eaten. I speak unity over your home, unity over your family. May your house be one where there is love and forgiveness. May you work together and in one accord in your home. May the Lord be your hiding place in all seasons, through the good times and through the bad times. I come against the negative influences of the devil. If he tries to sow strife, I pray he will have no success in Jesus' name. If the devil tries to sow discord and disharmony in your home, then I rebuke it in Jesus' name. He will be defeated in Jesus' name. May your home be filled with things that edify and build up the family. Things that can build your faith and invite the presence of God. I pray that the Lord will reveal to you and lead you to remove all things that deteriorate and pollute the mind. May your eyes be opened so that you can guard your home against anything that can harm your faith or disturb your peace. May your home be a place where you focus and meditate on whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report. I speak Philippians 4, verse 7, over your home. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. I declare Psalm 84, verse 11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Indeed, may God be a sun and a shield to you. May his light burn away any form of darkness. May he shield you from every attack. And may no good thing be withheld from you. May the Lord be the cornerstone for your home and a sure foundation for you in Jesus' name. I pray that the armor of God is over each person in your family. Your home is blessed. You are blessed in your giving and in your receiving. You are blessed in your coming in and going out. You are blessed in the morning and blessed in the evening. You are blessed in all that you do. May the peace of the Lord forever reign upon you. I pray that the love of God will forever lift you up and hold you tight. May the Lord pour out his Spirit upon you, and may it flow through every part of your life. I declare that the joy of the Lord will be your strength and uphold you day and night. The Lord will be a stronghold in the day of trouble for you and your family. He is and will continue to be your refuge and strength. The Lion of the tribe of Judah will guard you from every unholy force. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. You are blessed and highly favored by the Lord. God will keep you in all of your ways. Goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. No evil will befall you or your family in Jesus' name. No plague will come near your home in Jesus' name. You will be kept in good health. You have been given a sound mind. A blessing of protection is upon you. A blessing of favor is upon you. May the fragrance of prayer always be around your home. May your prayers form a protective barrier against the devil. As your family rises in the morning, and as your household goes to bed each night, may the presence of our Lord Jesus be strong and prevalent in your home. In Jesus' name, amen. When problems arise, when battles are before us, when we experience spiritual warfare, the Word of God has to be a source of constant reassurance to us. It must be that which ignites the fire in our faith. It must kickstart your hope and belief so that regardless of what you're facing, despite the size of the enemy, despite whatever is taking place in our lives, we have a divine and heavenly insurance policy, which is the Word of God. We're backed by angelic forces that come to our aid when we shout the name of Jesus in desperate need of help. We have security in our Father's faithfulness. He has never lost a battle. He has never been defeated, nor can ever be defeated. So lift your head up high, woman of God. Keep your head high, man of God. The battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. The fight before you is one that you should fight on your knees and not with your fists. This fight before you is not one that you should fight with your own strength, but it's one that you should be fighting with God's word. I urge you to look at Luke chapter 4 closely. When Jesus was in the wilderness, he was tempted by the devil for 40 days. And in verse 3, the Bible says, "And the devil said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread.'" Now pay attention to verse 4 and the response of Jesus. The Bible says, "But Jesus answered him, saying, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.'" The devil tried again to tempt Jesus, and his response yet again in verse 8 was, "Get behind me, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Now, the devil was audacious. He thought to try a third time. But Jesus responded in verse 12 saying, "It has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Three times the devil attacked, and three times Jesus referred to God's word. Three times he responded, "It is written, it is written, it has been said." So I want to speak to you today. That mountain you're facing, tell it. It is written. I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. When the devil attacks you with feelings of shame, when he accuses you or tries to condemn, respond and say, "It is written. I am persuaded. In fact, I am convinced, and I declare that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation can separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus my Lord." I encourage you to not entertain the devil's attacks. Don't tolerate them. We have victory in the name of Jesus. We have victory and should declare that we are winners when we open the Word of God. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your grace and mercy. I thank you for making me victorious in your name. I pray and declare Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 7, "The Lord will cause my enemies, those who rise against me, to be defeated before my face. They shall come against me one way and flee before me seven ways." I pray and declare Luke 10 verse 19, "I have been given authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the powers of the enemy, and nothing will harm me. In Jesus' name, I pray." I bless you, Lord, for the power that is in your word. I take confidence from the word because it tells me that you are a God who will fight for me. At your command are a host of angels that can come and defend me. In the middle of my battle, I know that I am not alone. And because I know that you are with me, I will neither be shaken nor fearful. I will neither be afraid because God, Emmanuel, is with me. I am never alone in the battle because God goes with me. My God goes ahead of me, preparing the way for me to walk in safety, to walk in peace and victory. I confess that the Lord is the one who will deliver and rescue me from the enemy. What may be too strong for me is not too strong for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What may be too difficult for me is no match for my God. What might trouble me will be no trouble for my God. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are greater than anything I could face. You are greater, bigger, mightier than Goliath, than any Red Sea. You, King Jesus, are bigger than any problem, any storm or situation. And I am so truly grateful that you are on my side. You are my pillar of support, my chief cornerstone. I declare that the eternal God Jehovah is my refuge. He is my shield, and his everlasting arms will not only hold me, but they will support me and uplift me to new heights. Father, I ask that you would fill me with boldness. Boldness so that in the middle of a spiritual battle, I can stand and believe on your word. So that I can stand on your promise that tells me in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 that the Spirit God gave me does not make me fearful. No, the Holy Spirit gives me power, love, and a sound mind. I invite the Spirit of the Lord to always be with me. May the Holy Spirit fill me with bold fire and conviction so that I would not be intimidated by the enemy and his forces, but instead I will rejoice that God's strength is made perfect in my weakness. I thank you, Lord, and I confess that I have a sound mind. I confess that I live with and I am accustomed to the power of God operating in my life. And above all, I thank you for the richness of your love, a perfect love that drives out all fear. May you take all the glory and all the praise for each and every single one of my victories. Your word in Revelation 5 verse 12 says, "In a loud voice they were saying, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.'" My heart cries out today in praise and adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you in advance, Lord, for that breakthrough, for opening that door of opportunity. Thank you for pouring out your most wonderful and divine blessings. I praise you in advance that my cup runneth over, filling with favor and blessings from above. You are God Almighty. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. There are five Bible verses that I believe we should be speaking over ourselves when it comes to God's protection. And before I read the word of the Lord, I would like to remind you not to place your faith and hope in this world. A good diet and exercise alone is not enough to keep your body protected against illness and disease. You need Jesus Christ, the chief physician and master doctor. A security alarm or bolts and locks on the door is not enough to protect your home from the attacks of the devil. You absolutely need the blood of Jesus Christ to mark your home with his presence. 8 hours of sleep, self-help books, and music aren't enough to give you peace of mind. You need to hold on to Jesus Christ, the only one who can provide peace beyond understanding. In summary, the point I'm trying to make is that we should rely only on God Almighty. We should have faith only in God, Elohim. Have confidence in him. He offers full protection, mind, body, soul, spirit. He offers you complete and absolute protection when you are fully surrendered in faith to him. And so here are five Bible verses that you should meditate on, promises of protection that you should hold on to if ever you feel that you need reassurance. Psalms 32 verse 7. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. Hebrews 13 verse 6. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Isaiah 46 verse 4. Even to your old age I am he, and even to gray hairs I will carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. Psalms 3 verse 3. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the one who lifts up my head. Proverbs 18 verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. And now, let us pray. Lord Jesus, I commit myself and my family into your hands in the name of Jesus. I speak the blood of Jesus Christ upon each and every doorpost of my home, upon each and every window post of my home for protection in the name of Jesus Christ. Your word says that the angel of the Lord encamps around all those who fear him. May your angels surround my home, Lord. I pray that a holy pillar of fire may be seen where my family and I abide every night. I plead the blood of Jesus over my life today, my spirit, my soul, my body. I plead the blood of Jesus over everything in my life today. I submit all that may trouble me into your hands. I place my fears, any anxiety, any worries into your hands. Psalm 16 verse 8 says, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. So each and every day, O Lord, I pray that you will be with me. I don't know what each day holds or what it will bring, but be with me, Father, and I ask that you would go before me. Direct my steps this day into the way of peace and strengthen my heart to obey your commandments. Watch over me, King Jesus. Be my protector and be my strength. I pray that whatever the devil meant for evil, you, Almighty Lord, will turn it into good. What the devil intended to destroy me with, I pray that you will use it to lift me up. Whatever the enemy wants to use to discourage and depress us with, I pray that the Lord will give us joy instead. And the joy of the Lord will be our strength. Your word has given me a promise that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I declare that no weapon formed against my family will prosper. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against my mind shall prosper. I confess that no weapon formed against my health will prosper in Jesus' name. And Lord, even while the enemy roams to and fro, looking for whom he may devour, I stand by the power that's in the name of Jesus. I stand by the blood of Jesus, which rises up to defeat all evil. I stand by the blood of Jesus, which is my source of victory. If you, O Lord, are with us, there is none who can be against us. There is none who can oppose you. And that's why we come to you for safety. In you, we can find true protection. We can find divine safety in our homes, safety with our families, safety even within our bodies. Lord Jesus, at this time, Let your power fall in our lives. Let your hand move in the midst of my affairs. As I call on the name above all names, I pray that every feeling of doubt is destroyed, every feeling of fear is thrown away, and every anxiety is no more. Hear my prayer, King Jesus, and have mercy. Your word says it's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. Your word says be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. I thank you for the battles that you fight for me, not only those which I know about and those which I can see, but also those battles that I don't know about and those which I cannot see. Father, I ask for divine protection. I ask divine intervention. You know my struggles, Lord, and you know where I am weak. And so I call for your help. I call for a higher power, which is you. Watch over me each and every day. Watch over my coming in and going out. The world is full of selfishness and cruelty. I look around and ask the question, who can I turn to but you, mighty God? Where else shall I find protection from the devourer? Your word assures me in Psalms 34, verse 7, which says, the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Thank you for your word that offers such blessed hope. Lord Jesus, I pray that you guard my steps each day. Protect me in all my endeavors and give me the strength to accomplish my daily goals. Lord, I am comforted by Proverbs 18, verse 10, which says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. And so I call upon your name, Lord Jesus. I call on the name of Jesus Christ today. I ask you to be my strong tower. I know that you can keep me and my household safe, and that you wish above all things that I will prosper and be in good health. I pray that you will deliver me today as you surround me with your glorious presence. As I pray, Lord, may you remove the burdens which I'm wrestling with. Remove every burden that is fighting my spirit, my mind, or my body. I thank you for being a God who sustains me and a God who delivers me. I bless your name. Amen. God's protection is over your home. May he watch over you. May he continue to protect you. May the Lord keep you and sustain you always. May you experience Jehovah Jireh as a provider. Each and every door, every window is guarded by angels from the Lord in Jesus' name. Psalms 34, verse 7 says, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. I pray that this will be true for your home. May the angel of the Lord be encamped around the place that you abide. May you and your family be protected by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Every entry point and gateway into your home, may it be fortified, secured, strengthened, and covered by the protective blood of Jesus Christ. I speak a blessing of protection over your home. May it be so filled with the presence of the Lord that all forces of evil will find it to be impenetrable. I speak a blessing of provision over your household. May you lack for nothing. I pray that he will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I speak a blessing of peace in your home. May you experience unexplainable peace. May you find your home to be a place of rest, a place of comfort, a place that you can be refreshed, all because a blessing of peace is at your door. I speak a blessing of joy over your household. May you be of good cheer each and every day. May you be of good cheer always. May you be of good cheer because Jesus Christ has overcome the world. I speak a blessing of restoration over your home. If the enemy has stolen anything from you, may you be restored sevenfold in Jesus' name. May the Lord restore to you the years that the swarming locusts have eaten. I speak unity over your home, unity over your family. May your house be one where there is love and forgiveness. May you work together and in one accord in your home. May the Lord be your hiding place in all seasons, through the good times and through the bad times. I come against the negative influences of the devil. If he tries to sow strife, I pray he will have no success in Jesus' name. If the devil tries to sow discord and disharmony in your home, then I rebuke it in Jesus' name. He will be defeated in Jesus' name. May your home be filled with things that edify and build up the family. Things that can build your faith and invite the presence of God. I pray that the Lord will reveal to you and lead you to remove all things that deteriorate and pollute the mind. May your eyes be opened so that you can guard your home against anything that can harm your faith or disturb your peace. May your home be a place where you focus and meditate on whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report. I speak Philippians 4, verse 7, over your home. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. I declare Psalm 84, verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Indeed, may God be a sun and a shield to you. May his light burn away any form of darkness. May he shield you from every attack, and may no good thing be withheld from you. May the Lord be the cornerstone for your home and a sure foundation for you in Jesus' name. I pray that the armor of God is over each person in your family. Your home is blessed. You are blessed in your giving and in your receiving. You are blessed in your coming in and going out. You are blessed in the morning and blessed in the evening. You are blessed in all that you do. May the peace of the Lord forever reign upon you. I pray that the love of God will forever lift you up and hold you tight. May the Lord pour out His Spirit upon you, and may it flow through every part of your life. I declare that the joy of the Lord will be your strength and uphold you day and night. The Lord will be a stronghold in the day of trouble for you and your family. He is and will continue to be your refuge and strength. The Lion of the tribe of Judah will guard you from every unholy force. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. You are blessed and highly favored by the Lord. God will keep you in all of your ways. Goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. No evil will befall you or your family in Jesus' name. No plague will come near your home in Jesus' name. You will be kept in good health. You have been given a sound mind. A blessing of protection is upon you. A blessing of favor is upon you. May the fragrance of prayer always be around your home. May your prayers form a protective barrier against the devil. As your family rises in the morning, and as your household goes to bed each night, may the presence of our Lord Jesus be strong and prevalent in your home. In Jesus' name, amen.
How do you find peace and joy in a world filled with struggle? How do you find peace and joy in a world where many people's daily lives can be marred by conflict and turmoil? Well, there is an answer. There is a Savior called Jesus Christ, a provider of peace, peace that surpasses all understanding. He is a divine supplier of joy, joy unspeakable. Now, what you and I have to do is to choose to believe in Him, choose to accept Him. We need to make the choice to allow the peace of God to infiltrate our hearts and minds. And we do this by deciding to run to God. We have to choose to trust in Him, no matter what. No matter what others say, no matter what they don't say, the choice is ours. Jesus said in the Bible, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Therefore, it's up to us to choose whether or not we accept the peace that Jesus Christ gives us. We find peace and joy by choosing to pray in all that we face. Instead of letting yourself get anxious, I encourage you to choose faith over fear. Choose not to stress, but to believe that God is always with us and He is always in control. Dear friends, we can choose to have peace by setting our minds and our thoughts on those things that are true and right, on those things that are above and not on this earth. A few days rest, a vacation, time alone, or music will not give us lasting peace. All of that will not give us peace in the midst of a storm. But when we set our minds on Jesus, and when we set our minds on the Word, then we'll truly understand that the Bible says in Isaiah 26, verse 3, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." Don't you desire perfect peace? And the Bible says you will keep him. It's a state of constant peace, meaning during seasons of pain, God will keep you in a state of perfect peace. During stormy seasons, where the clouds are gray and there seems to be no sunshine ahead, God will keep you in perfect peace. So I encourage you to keep your mind fixed on the one who is the true source of peace, Jesus Christ. Now let us pray. My dear Lord and Savior, I know that in whatever I face, whatever challenge is presented before me, not only are you my good shepherd, but you are my peace, my joy, and my refuge. In Mark chapter 4, verse 39, your word says, "Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." Rebuke the storms in my life, Jesus. Those storms that come only to discourage me. Those storms that come only to disturb. I ask that you, Lord, in your mighty power, arise and rebuke those attacks as you speak the words, "Peace, be still." I now declare a great calm over my life and my family. The wind has ceased. The disruption has ceased. No more turmoil and unrest, because Jesus Christ has promised me peace. He has promised me to be anxious for nothing. And so I call on your name, Lord. I come to you with praise on my lips. I come to you with an expectant heart. I say that you are holy, Jesus. You are majestic, deserving of all praise. Your name is worthy to be reverenced and adored. Your name alone is higher than every other name. So today, I do call on the one who is the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, the living Son of God. Proverbs 16:7 says, "When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him." I pray that my ways would please you, Jesus, so that even my enemies, even those who oppose me, those who don't like me, will have no choice but to bow down to your word and be at peace with me, because my ways please you. I am chasing after you because you offer a peace that is lasting. You offer a peace that makes me confident. You offer what is real and what is true. Peace and joy. Your word, Lord Jesus, fills me with deep assurance in the midst of all that I may face. Your word brings peace to my life because it says, "The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." Numbers chapter 6, verse 26. I am persuaded that nothing in my past, present, or future, nothing in the kingdom of darkness or here on earth, can steal your peace or joy from me when I constantly abide under your shadow. Remove that which wishes to rise and choke out your peace out of my life. Remove that which wishes to rise and disrupt the joy you have given me. Instead, I only welcome your presence. I only welcome your spirit, which brings wise counsel, divine comfort, and real freedom from bondage. I am blessed because I can declare Psalm 55, verse 18. He has redeemed my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many against me. I am blessed because I can declare Romans 16, verse 20, which says, "And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly." The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. I come into agreement with your word, the word of the Lord, which gives me strength and confidence. Indeed, I will crush the devil under my feet because of the awesome peace from my Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, the Lord has redeemed my soul in peace from all who stood against me. I am of good cheer because nothing is too much for me to bear as I am in Christ. Nothing can make me shake or leave me trembling, because my God is a very present help in times of trouble. May the Holy Spirit continue to remind me that I am not alone when I face adversity. When the storms of life come along, I can run to Jesus Christ, who will offer me shelter and be my deliverer. Be blessed and glorified. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
As believers, we need to be calling out to the Lord daily. We need to be calling out for His hand to touch our lives. We need to be crying out for His love, for His grace, and for His tender mercies. And He is good and ever faithful, because He is a God who gives us what we don't deserve. I don't deserve eternal life, but yet the Lord offers it to me. I don't deserve unconditional love, but yet He still offers that to me. I don't deserve even His amazing grace, but yet He gives it to me. And I want to encourage you to call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and He will hear you. He will see you. He is a God who loves those who feel unloved. To the one who is lonely, He is a God who will stick closer than a brother. For those who are tired and weary, He invites them to come into His presence and cast their burdens unto Him. God is caring, loving, and ever faithful. So I encourage you today to call unto Him. And now let us pray. Lord Jesus, You are ever faithful. You are my hiding place, and You have charge over my life, Lord. You are a God who is trustworthy and able to deliver all those who place their faith in You. And my dear Lord, I pray that there may be a hedge of protection around me, a hedge of protection around my family, around my loved ones. I place my faith in you, for you to keep me safe and secure. I ask that the blood of Jesus Christ, the risen King, will cover my steps, from the moment that I start my day to when I lay my head down at night. May you be with me, Lord. You are a God who watches over me, a God who is caring and loving. You are faithful not to let my foot slip. You are a God who never sleeps nor slumbers. And so I praise you today, and I confess that victory belongs to you, Jesus. Healing can only be found in you. Even restoration, Father, that can only come through you. And in this time where there is uncertainty in this world, in a time where there is a lot of confusion and fear, Lord, I pray for peace, peace and protection under the blood of Jesus, the blood that never loses its power. Bring peace to my home, Lord, peace in my mind and in my soul. Let my heart not be troubled or unsettled by the things of this world. I believe that you are a God who knows the beginning and the end. I believe that you are a God who provides shelter for your children. You are the only one capable to sustain me, Lord. You are the God who was, who is, and who will forever be, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And although I don't know what tomorrow or the future may hold, I will place my trust in you. Because your word in the book of Psalms says that I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. You are a God who will never forsake his children. And so I cast all of my cares and worries unto you, Lord. I surrender it all to you, because only in you can I find true peace and serenity. I am grateful for your mercy, Lord. I thank you for your grace, and I declare that my trust is in the Lord God Almighty. I declare that I am like a tree planted by the waters, and I am rooted in Jesus Christ. And I praise you because all of the honor belongs to you, Lord. I bow before you, Lord, in recognition of how much I need you in my life. I need you for direction. I need you for counsel. I need your protection and your favor daily. I refuse to lean on my own worldly understanding, because when I look at the way things are on this earth, and I see the situations and circumstances that I find myself in, nothing makes any sense. However, I will trust that you, Lord, will make a way where there seems to be no way. You will turn things around for my good, and I will live in the promise that surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And so when I place my trust in you, I am able to believe that there is a purpose greater than what my physical eyes can see. I am believing that there is a divine plan that you are in control of. You are ordering my steps, and your word shall be a lamp unto my feet. I pray that the Holy Spirit will remind me in difficult times that there is a reason that I face each trial. There is a purpose for every test that comes my way. And if I must go through challenging situations because it's in your will, Lord, then I pray that the Holy Spirit will give me the strength that I require to overcome. Give me the faith to stand firm and endure. I pray that you will stand with me, Lord Jesus. I may not be able to see what the next step is. However, I submit to you because you will make my paths straight. Your word in the book of Isaiah gives me the reassurance that I need, as it tells me that when I pass through the waters, you will be with me. And when I pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over me. When I walk through the fire, I will not be burned. You are a stronghold in the day of trouble. You are my refuge and my strength, the lion of the tribe of Judah. And with everything going on around me, with everything that's going on in this world, I praise you for shielding me from any illness. I thank you for protecting me from any struggles or violence. I thank you for protecting me in each and every way, physically and spiritually. I pray, Lord, that your hand will continue to be over my life. Your divine protection will continue to be upon me and my family. May your presence surround me and my family wherever we go. We invite your presence into our lives, Lord, into our homes and into our hearts. Your word has assured me that there is safety in abiding in the presence of the Lord. And so I will seek your presence daily. Father, I stand and believe in your word that says, 1,000 may fall at my side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. I stand on this promise today, Lord, that indeed 1,000 may fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand, but it will not come near me. Because you, Lord Jesus, have formed a hedge of protection around me. And so I confess that nothing, no evil or darkness, will come near me or my family. Because you, Lord Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Most High God, you are my refuge and my shelter. A present help in the day of trouble. I thank you, Father God, for your word that is living and true. I bless your holy name, and I praise you for listening to this prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen.
God's protection is over your home. May He watch over you. May He continue to protect you. May the Lord keep you and sustain you always. May you experience Jehovah Jireh as a provider. Each and every door, every window is guarded by angels from the Lord in Jesus' name. Psalms 34 verse 7 says, "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them." I pray that this will be true for your home. May the angel of the Lord be encamped around the place that you abide. May you and your family be protected by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Every entry point and gateway into your home, may it be fortified, secured, strengthened, and covered by the protective blood of Jesus Christ. I speak a blessing of protection over your home. May it be so filled with the presence of the Lord that all forces of evil will find it to be impenetrable. I speak a blessing of provision over your household. May you lack for nothing. I pray that He will supply every need of yours according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I speak a blessing of peace in your home. May you experience unexplainable peace. May you find your home to be a place of rest, a place of comfort, a place that you can be refreshed, all because a blessing of peace is at your door. I speak a blessing of joy over your household. May you be of good cheer each and every day. May you be of good cheer always. May you be of good cheer because Jesus Christ has overcome the world. I speak a blessing of restoration over your home. If the enemy has stolen anything from you, may you be restored sevenfold in Jesus' name. May the Lord restore to you the years that the swarming locusts have eaten. I speak unity over your home, unity over your family. May your house be one where there is love and forgiveness. May you work together and in one accord in your home. May the Lord be your hiding place in all seasons, through the good times and through the bad times. I come against the negative influences of the devil. If he tries to sow strife, I pray he will have no success in Jesus' name. If the devil tries to sow discord and disharmony in your home, then I rebuke it in Jesus' name. He will be defeated in Jesus' name. May your home be filled with things that edify and build up the family. Things that can build your faith and invite the presence of God. I pray that the Lord will reveal to you and lead you to remove all things that deteriorate and pollute the mind. May your eyes be opened so that you can guard your home against anything that can harm your faith or disturb your peace. May your home be a place where you focus and meditate on whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report. I speak Philippians 4, verse 7, over your home. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. I declare Psalm 84, verse 11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. Indeed, may God be a sun and a shield to you. May His light burn away any form of darkness. May He shield you from every attack. And may no good thing be withheld from you. May the Lord be the cornerstone for your home and a sure foundation for you in Jesus' name. I pray that the armor of God is over each person in your family. Your home is blessed. You are blessed in your giving and in your receiving. You are blessed in your coming in and going out. You are blessed in the morning and blessed in the evening. You are blessed in all that you do. May the peace of the Lord forever reign upon you. I pray that the love of God will forever lift you up and hold you tight. May the Lord pour out His Spirit upon you, and may it flow through every part of your life. I declare that the joy of the Lord will be your strength and uphold you day and night. The Lord will be a stronghold in the day of trouble for you and your family. He is and will continue to be your refuge and strength. The Lion of the tribe of Judah will guard you from every unholy force. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. You are blessed and highly favored by the Lord. God will keep you in all of your ways. Goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. No evil will befall you or your family in Jesus' name. No plague will come near your home in Jesus' name. You will be kept in good health. You have been given a sound mind. A blessing of protection is upon you. A blessing of favor is upon you. May the fragrance of prayer always be around your home. May your prayers form a protective barrier against the devil. As your family rises in the morning, and as your household goes to bed each night, may the presence of our Lord Jesus be strong and prevalent in your home. In Jesus' name, amen.